Okay, in this video, I'm going to leave you with some parting thoughts. You've gone through all the lessons in the course, and if you were the person who actually went through every lesson of the course and did all the exercises from creating the customer avatar and doing the research and looking up the top writer tags and studying the different writers in your niche and taking notes on them and coming up with your ideas, forming the topics, if you did all of the exercises, if you watched all the videos in depth, actually took notes, actually strategized, and most importantly, started putting your work out on Medium, I want you to congratulate yourself. You're already on your path, and you're creating that positive feedback loop that's going to help you be successful in the future, and I want you to hold on to that. You know, the process of not just building a writing career, but kind of your personal development, self-actualization in general, is the process of building those subconscious signals in your mind that tell you that you are a winner. So pat yourself on the back and create that positive reinforcement mechanism right now to keep you going in the future. So what I want to tell you in this last section is really how you're going to be successful on Medium long term. So what I've given you is a basic framework that, you know, it's packed with a lot of really good information, but this is foundational stuff that you're going to use over and over and over and over and over again to be successful on Medium and beyond. You know, I was back and forth when I was creating the course about how much information I was going to put into it. You know, I considered doing things like advanced marketing strategies, email marketing, talk about future prospects, like writing books, all this other stuff, right? And I decided to keep it focused in one area because my entire career was built off of the back of this website, and it was built off of the back of using the same foundational principles over and over again. The things that I teach you are things that I'm actually doing. If you look at my blog post, you could go look at my feed today. And it doesn't matter when I've recorded this video, because you can go look at my feed and you're going to see a brand new piece from me almost every day. And when you look at my feed, what are you going to see? You're going to see the things that I've taught you personally. You're going to see the headline frameworks that I've taught you, things like the how-to headline, the listicle headline, the headlines that speak to your fears and frustrations, hopes and aspirations. You're going to see me use those introduction techniques that kind of play on those fears and aspirations as well. You're going to see the frameworks that I use, the simple structure, 5-paragraph essay, list points, a very logical structure from start to finish that doesn't waste words in between. You're going to see the little elements from the bag of tricks section that I had in the course. You're going to see me use future pacing and painting vivid pictures of the future for the reader. You're going to see me using the word you a lot. You're going to see me kind of agitating problems and providing solutions. You're going to see me using those persuasive hooks. You're going to see me basically doing the same thing over and over and over and over again. And that's what's going to help you be successful on Medium. I'm going to be very straightforward with you. You are going to have to apply the principles that I put together for you over and over again, dozens, if not hundreds of times before you reach a real viable income for yourself and a real viable career. This is something that you're supposed to think about long term. I've told the story many, many times. I once took an online course on writing, and in that online course, I was told that it was going to take me 4 to 6 years to build a full-time career with my writing. And instead of getting frustrated or, you know, trying to deviate and shorten the learning curve, I said, okay. And I've took a lot of the core principles I learned in that and some of the core principles I've learned from other teachers, and I basically ruthlessly executed on those for 5 years before I was able to make a full-time living writing. You know, I talk about making a living. I show my income as inspiration, but this is a long-term strategy. writing is a business. You wouldn't expect any other business to just suddenly take off in a week, in a month, in 6 months, even a year. So why would you have a different attitude when it comes to your own work? You are going to have to maintain a volume of probably 3 or more articles. You're going to have to use the frameworks that I teach. You know, you don't have to follow everything verbatim, but you're going to have to use the things that I say as a guideline so that you're writing for an audience. Remember, the most important writing lesson ever is to write for an audience and not write personal journal entries as your blog. I'm telling you, that's the number one thing to avoid, the number one mistake. You have to avoid doing that. You have to use structures and persuasive elements in your writing, and you have to practice them and put them out in public repeatable amounts of time to get it to work. You're going to have to go into publications. I had that lesson about publications. Go back and look through some of those. I'll be adding to that list of publications over time. I'll be adding other features to the course over time. But remember to go back to those fundamentals and practice them. By the end of, like, let's say it's 6 months to a year, by the end of the year, you should be proficient in implementing each of those persuasive hooks that I taught you. You should be very proficient in implementing each of them. Like, maybe week one, all of your intros are PAS, problem, agitation, solution formula, and you just ruthlessly drill that down until you get it. Then the next week, you're only focused on future pacing. And then the next week, you're only focused on the U to I ratio in your writing. Get each of those techniques drilled down into your brain so that they become second nature. Practice 10 headlines every day so that they become second nature. Write at the same time every day. Use the same time block. Use the mind mapping and outlining strategy so it becomes second nature. Write every day and publish so that it becomes second nature. Continue to ruthlessly execute and you'll become a successful writer. You know, everyone looks for the bag of tricks. Everyone looks for the one little trick. And even I've given you the bag of tricks, but what I'm saying is there's no one little magic pill that's going to help you. Everyone's like, Io. They look at me and it's honestly kind of weird sometimes where people are just in awe. They're like, Io. I've had people email me, I can't believe I'm reaching out to the great Io DJ. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? They're like, I'm so amazed at how you're able to write so consistently. And it's like, you know how I learned how to write consistently and write well? I wrote consistently. 5 years. I wrote for 5 years. Poured my blood, sweat, and tears. These hands banging on the keyboard for 5 years. Keep that in mind whenever you feel like quitting. Keep that in mind whenever you're worried that you're not making enough money. I told you that you're not going to make a ton of money up front, that you're going to have to write to learn. You're going to have to get good enough to be accepted into those publications first. You're going to have to be good enough to reach the homepage and reach the popular list. You got to become a good enough writer before making money even becomes part of the equation for you. So use this course as a jumping off point. You're not gonna make a full-time living writing in 60 days. It's gonna take you a while. And you're not even gonna start to make the income you want until you put in a lot of work up front without maybe earning the money that you feel you should. You know, I've gotten emails from people. They ask me, you know, Io, is the gold rush over? Is it over? Is the chance to make money on Medium over? Absolutely not. It's definitely more competitive. Definitely more competitive than it was. You know, had you got in early like I did, it would have been easier for you. But you didn't. So you're here now. And the opportunities are still vast. As I'm recording this, I'm seeing new writers hit new peaks with their audience and income. I've seen writers who've joined less than a year ago doing successful. I've seen writers who have stayed the course and weren't making a bunch of money in months 11 and 12. And then the next year, month 13, all of a sudden they have a big hit. This is going to be a process of you writing dozens, perhaps hundreds of articles, iterating, getting better, then the money will come. And I wish I could just come across the screen and like shake you so that you would start writing the articles. The fastest track is implementing the routines, publishing frequently, getting your writing quality good enough, fast enough so that you can get accepted into publications, which increases your chances of getting curated, increases your chances of getting more views and getting put in front of an audience and getting one of those viral articles that can really be a tipping point and a jumping point for your career, hitting that threshold where you can build a bigger following. All those things happen. That combination of using those strategies, getting into those publications ASAP, and pushing forward for kind of the foreseeable future. Like this next, you know, I put this together so that you can get traction, jump off. Like this next 90 days, like if you're just finished with the course, I expect to see 3 articles from you every week for the next 90 days. I really do. And I'm going to be looking through my data, looking for the names of students in my course, looking for your name to make sure that I see your Medium profile is booming with new articles. 3 articles a week, every week. 90 days. And then beyond that, you go to 6 months. Then maybe after a year, you can start looking and judging what you're making and start tweaking. That's what this process looks like. You know, if you've become a fan of my writing, whether it's my personal development stuff or my writing about writing, you know that I'm a no BS person. You know, I put income reports and showed you the path and the inspiration to kind of get your foot in the door and see what's possible, but you are going to have to grind if you want to get this to work. Writing is a business. And, you know, there are strategies to be successful in business, just like there are strategies to be successful in writing. And I put those strategies together for you to help you. So in the future, you can, you know, after you've mastered the things that I've taught you, then you can focus on kind of being more esoteric and trying things your way. But you don't have the writing career that you want yet. I have the writing career in many ways that you want. So who should you trust at this point? Should you trust me? Full-time writer, half decade of experience, written millions of words, hundreds of thousands of blog posts. Should you trust me or should you trust you who doesn't have any experience, any income, or any real audience yet? You should trust me. And part of you does trust me because you invested in yourself to be a part of this course. So take it all the way this time. And you know, when you feel like quitting, when you feel like giving up, when you feel like you're not making enough money and you're just frustrated with Medium, this is the video that you need to come back to. This is the video that you need to refer to remember why you got here in the first place. Why did you take this course in the first place? You know, when I started writing, I had no idea you could even make money writing. I think I mentioned this in one of the earlier modules when I was talking about writing to learn and not for money. I didn't even know you could make money. I just loved writing and it was dope. And, you know, the fact that anybody was listening to me was amazing. So I wrote for about a year, 18 months, making $0 before I put out my first book. And even when I put out my first book, it was making like $150 a month. Wasn't making anything. Then I put out my second book. It was making a little bit. You know, I didn't start making, you know, maybe I didn't have my first probably $1,000 a month. Probably 3 years into my writing, maybe I had my first month where I made $1,000 from writing. I could make it that long. You know, I wasn't as blessed or fortunate to be in your position where there was a straightforward, the partner program didn't exist when I first started writing. My initial hurdles were harder than you because I had to scrap and figure out alternative ways to make money. And right now you have a straightforward vehicle to make money. All you have to do is write, get better at writing, be patient, not get obsessed with your stats and income right away so you can get on the back end. That's all you have to do. So maintain and persist. That's it. You know, I remember I've taken other courses, and in the courses they'd say things like, you know, a lot of people are going to quit and you have to be the one who follows through if you want to be successful. And I remember back then, I thought to myself, I just put it in my mind. I was like, a lot of people quit. I was like, he ain't talking about me. He's not talking about me because I'm going to pull this off. And I pulled it off. And there's a handful of people who do pull it off. You'll see. Stick around on Medium. You're going to see new writers pop up every single day, every single month. New writers who are going to be successful. And you could be one of those people if you stay the course. So use this course as a resource to revisit over and over and over again. These lessons aren't going anywhere. If anything, I will be adding new content based on feedback over time. There will be new wrinkles and things added to this course, but stick to the core principles. If you do the work and you write often enough and long enough, good things will happen.